I have been, as I'm sure a lot of my colleagues have been, contacted on a regular basis for members of the public and visitors to the area in relation to the poor state or lack of public toilets, not just in, seaside locations or tourist hotspots, but also just generally in towns and villages around the area. So the response I received from the council was in relation to identifying gaps in service provision of public facilities in the MD and across the county. But also what I had pushed for was a review of the contract arrangements that we have either with community groups or private companies for the maintenance, because whatever we are contracting out for is not enough. So we need to see more maintenance, more cleaning of our public toilets across the MD and across the county, because they are too regularly left in a very bad state.
The council does say in its response that it's trying to secure money to hire more staff to look after maintenance. That would suggest the council maybe wants to rely less on contractors and rely more on its own staff and its own resources. Is that something you'd welcome?
That is absolutely something I'd welcome. I think the more services that we can provide directly by the council and the less that we have to rely on outside private providers, the better, because it provides direct accountability. It means that management within the council can provide direct oversight, and it also means that people are being employed by the council, which ultimately is a good thing.